1100 KNZZ, news you can depend on.
I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. If you're wondering about the impact of all this snow in the mountains, it's big. As of Tuesday, statewide snowpack was more than 200% of its season-to-date average, 5 times larger than last year at this time. The Denver Post says the snowfall has almost eradicated the 20-month drought and will help boost mountain reservoirs and reduce wildfire chances this summer. Delta County is being proactive when it comes to the chances of spring flooding. Free sandbags are being made available at each of the road and bridge shops in Delta County for residents to protect against flood damage. There are links on the Delta County Emergency Management Facebook page to help with placement of sandbags to protect property. A former Grand Junction man whose conviction of child sex crimes was overturned by an appeals court on a technicality is back in custody, indicted on federal charges, and arrested. The U.S. Attorney's Office says the federal indictment accuses 47-year-old Michael McFadden, a truck driver, of taking children across state lines to engage in sexual acts. Colorado is joining 18 other states and the District of Columbia, suing the federal government to stop a new rule allowing healthcare clinicians to object to providing abortions and other procedures conflicting with moral or religious beliefs. The law would also apply to procedures including assisted suicide and sterilization. Former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper, one of 2 dozen Democratic candidates for president, is rolling out a gun control plan. The proposal includes gun licensing and a safety test to own them. The plan would affect Americans born after 2001 and the right to get a license when a person turns 21. It also bans 3D printed guns and calls for a renewed ban on assault rifles. I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center.